USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Obamacare's individual mandate is being ruled unconstitutional. A U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made the judgment on Wednesday. The panel was ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out. Votes are expected tonight on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia believes
it's not about what this body can do and its constitutional oath. And there's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do irregardless of any facts.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Weight loss could dramatically slash a woman's risk of breast cancer. With the results of the research, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Cancer Society says among women who need to lose weight, dropping just under 20 pounds and keeping it off will reduce breast cancer risk by a third. It's long been known that being overweight is linked to the disease, as well as cancers of the colon, uterus, kidneys, and pancreas. Women in the U.S. currently have a 1 in 8 lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study suggests teenagers are replacing drugs and alcohol with vaping. A new federal survey of high school and middle school students shows teenagers in the United States are drinking less alcohol and smoking fewer cigarettes, but they are trying vaping, marijuana, and nicotine. President Trump set to hold a Merry Christmas rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, which is just west of Detroit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The federal court that approves orders for conducting surveillance on suspected foreign terrorists or spies issued a strong and highly unusual public rebuke of the FBI on Tuesday, ordering the agency to say how it intends to correct the errors revealed by the DOJ report that came out last week. Former DOJ official Francie Hakes believes
it completely destroys the Democrats' argument that there was anything partisan at all in the complaints that President Trump and President Trump's supporters and the Republican Party were making early on, all the way last year, early last year and even before that, talking about this FISA warrant against Carter Page and talking about being spied upon while people were trying to make much of the fact that President Trump said his wires were tapped. It looks like maybe Trump Tower wasn't actually tapped, but you had confidential human sources run by the FBI against three different members of the Trump campaign, including one against whom not a single criminal allegation had been made. No one's even talking about that.
The Trump administration announced proposed rules Wednesday to allow states to establish programs to import drugs from Canada and to give drug companies a path to importing less expensive international versions of drugs sold. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told reporters the administration does not know when they will be considering states' proposals, but they are working as quickly as federal regulations will allow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.